Praise be Jesus and Mary. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Along these lines of the words of our Lord, St. James in his letter exhorts us not to be only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And we could add with St. James that to be doers of the word, we have to be of the word. Being precedes doing. A person who raises children is first and foremost a parent. Someone who teaches is first and foremost a teacher. Or as the philosophical maxim says, operari sequitur esse. Activity derives from being. So what this means is to be doers of the word, we have to anchor, found our entire existence, our entire being on the word of God. To be doers, we have to be. And this concretely means that we have to do what we can to fall less into sin and to fall more into the grace of God. Today we are at the eve of the great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, that singular privilege that Our Lady received from God that preserved her from every stain of sin and filled her completely with the grace of God. What a wonderful example for us, not only in preparation for Christmas, but she also teaches us to be doers of the word. St. Augustine says that before she conceived our Lord, the Word in her womb, she conceived him in her mind. She teaches us to be hearers and doers. We have to conceive him in our mind by assenting to giving our assent to faith, and we have to consent to the articles of the faith. She was a doer of the word because first she believed in the word. So this is a great preparation for us for Christmas. And let us ask Our Lady for this grace to fall less into sin and to fall more into the grace of God, and even more to fall deeply in love with Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.